Hey, Tad.
Yes, Alex?
Let me tell you about Newgrounds. Specifically, Newgrounds back when me and you were kids in the early 2000s. So, I got this idea just recently. Well, someone brought up some random-ass thread I saw on the internet talking about the good old days of old Flash cartoons that we used to love and enjoy. Because before YouTube became a thing in, like, what was it, 2005 or 2006? It was, like, late 2005. When it came to, like, watching videos and shit, one of the big things was a site called Newgrounds, which really isn't a thing anymore. And this is where all, like, the bigwig people that make Flash videos, like, off the top of my head, Ego Raptor. Everyone knows him from Game Grumps. Fucking,
yeah, I was
about
to say, you're talking
you're
talking about reverse JonTron.
JonTron's better half. Fucking, in the old days of the early 2000s, which I guess really are the old days now, it's 2017, you would go to Newgrounds.com, as a kid anyway, doing shit you weren't supposed to, you know, like me, and just...
Yeah, when you go to...
Flash...
When you go to Newgrounds.com on the library computers, you accidentally type a D in there. You go to Newgrounds.com, and it just immediately loads the adult version of the website. Almost get Newgrounds banned from the library computers. I'll tell you right now, if you were that kid who got Newgrounds put on the blacklist at the local library, they'd take the, like, Stephen King books and beat you with them.
So I wanted to just kind of reminisce of some of, like, the really, really, really good old Flash cartoons of the past and just kind of talk about them. And if you can remember any of them, Tad, because I don't think you were as much of a Newgrounds kid as me, like my stepbrother were back in the old days. Back when I was, like, 7 and he was, like, 10. And we were just messing around. So, like, off the top, I'm going to talk about a really, really dumb series that... Tad, I know, loved in the past, called Super Mario Bros. Z.
Okay, now, Super Mario Bros. Z. Alright, so, now, I know it sounds really cool from the name.
No, it doesn't.
So what it was, there was this dude named Alvin Earthworm, and this would have been like, oh god, this would have been in the pre-TF2 era, I think. This was over a decade ago. So Flash Animations, when Newgrounds first started off, there was very, very few big ones. You know, there were ones that were short, like, oh, cool, Goku and Mario fight. And then Mr. Halo shows up in his Warthog.
You had, like, the Awesome series, which are all, like, short little, like, 2 or 3 minute videos.
Yeah, there was no really long videos until there was this guy, his name was, Randy Solemn. His Newgrounds name, I believe, was Video Game DC. And he did a series called Rise of the Mushroom Kingdom.
I was just about to talk about that.
Yep, it was this really, really in-depth thing. I think it was... Did Donkey Kong die? I don't remember.
Okay, so forgive my brother Z for a second, because I was actually going to talk about that 1 second. So Rise of the Mushroom Kingdom was this 4-episode-long series... I specifically remember that it was the first episode, Bowser invades, Mario gets hit by a bullet bill and, like, fucking dies. Doesn't shrink down, he's just dead. And they hold, like, a funeral. Luigi is so upset by this that he leads, like, all the Toads and, like, Yoshis and shit to go, like, raid Bowser's, like, castle and defeat Bowser and shit. If I'm remembering correctly.
And then the final boss was Wart from Mario 2 or something stupid. But that was, like, the first big Super Mario Brothers sprite movie. This thing's over 20 minutes long, and it's got all these cool, epic fight scenes. And that guy's website was Video Game DC, or it was VGDC.com. I stole it for my first YouTube account, and that account got banned that was the first account that got banned for uploading the Brazilian Ultimate Muscle episodes to YouTube. The accounts I'm using right now with the podcast... was suspended for uploading the Brazilian Ultimate Muscle episodes, but they revoked that strike after so long, so we're all good here, as long as they don't discover all the unlisted Brazilian Ultimate Muscle episodes I've been uploading in between the different podcasts. But he had a website, and it was so garbage. I remember, I would, because I didn't have a computer until I was, a freshman in high school, I think. I didn't have, like, a home computer. And so, well, what we used to do is we used to go to garage sales, and, like, if my mom saw a computer there, she'd be like, hey, yeah, why not? Let's get it. Fuck it. And then we just use, like, AOL discs, because they would just send those out. And we would just use those as internet until we got bored. Or we used internet TV. Do you remember that, Alex? Internet TV? It was like a keyboard. You hooked it up to your television?
No, I actually don't. Please go on. I wasn't a savage. I had a computer.
I know I told this story before, but the very first website I went on was www.fart.com. And it was on one of those keyboards that you hook up to the TV. I still remember, there was only one fart from there, I remember. And all of these were things that you could buy. They were little statues. And one of them was Santa Claus. It went, ho, ho. And then there was like a 4-second long clip of Santa Claus farting. And I thought it was pretty
Why?
Funny.
Why?
Because it's fart.com. It's that high quality content that I strive to make this podcast equal to.
Okay.
Anyway, I didn't have a computer until like freshman year. And so every time I wanted to play these Flash games or anything like that, I would go to the local library. Me and my little brother would go to the library from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. just playing RuneScape, going to Armor Games, and going to VGDC.com. And that guy's website was so bad, I think I infected most of the library's computers with spyware. Because you would go there and it would just pop up, pop up, pop up. Smack the Monkey. Smack the Monkey was a fun game. I played that one a lot. And no, I don't mean fucking whacking, hacking, and chopping that meat, going full Butcher Pete. There was a Flash game I played way too much of for how simplistic it was, where you just smack a monkey with the mouse and it counts how fast you smacked him. But Video Game DC, that guy eventually, he died around 2013, I believe. And they had a big thing on Newgrounds about it. And now his website is gone. So if you want to watch Rise of the Mushroom Kingdom, I sure hope it's on Newgrounds or you're never going to see it again. Oh, and one last thing about him. He was the only other person on the planet that I know of to have played Pitfall: The Lost Expedition on GameCube, which I have played, and it's really, really fun. Anyway, yeah, his computer ruined the library's computers. Or his website ruined them.
Okay, well, I didn't expect that little story. So what I was going to say from Newgrounds, what I specifically remember from Newgrounds, and I brought this up very briefly in another episode of the podcast, but I swear it was Tad. It had to have been Tad. But you really, really like Super Mario Bros. Z. Now,
yes.
I have not rewatched the series because it's really, really stupid. It's what I call condensed autism. Because the entire idea is fucking stupid. Let me tell you a little story. It's Mario and Luigi team up with Sonic and Shadow and Yoshi. They have to collect the 7 Chaos Emeralds.
Okay.
Before Mecha Sonic, who traveled from the future back in time to collect them, because he's literally just Cell.
Okay.
Once he collects all 7, he will become, like, Super Mecha Sonic. Also, meanwhile, the fucking Koopa Bros from Paper Mario are also sent by Bowser to collect the Chaos Emeralds for Bowser. And at the same time, Smithy from Paper Mario RPG or from Mario RPG wants the 7 Chaos Emeralds, so he sends in these Axum Rangers who have their heads spliced on Mega Man bosses.
Wait, that's what those sprites were from?
You didn't notice that? Like red was Mega Man Zero, pink was Roll from Battle Network.
Genuinely thought that they were custom sprites he made, or that there was a remake of Mario RPG somewhere. I did not know that they were Mega Man bodies.
Yeah, he just spliced the heads on.
You learn something new every day.
Okay, so I haven't been rewatching the series because it's really, really stupid and dumb, and I don't want to, but for the sake of this sweet podcast, I went and rewatched a couple of the fight scenes, and I gotta say, and it's up on YouTube as one, like, big clip, it's one of the few things I even remember about Mario Bros. Z, was this scene. It was, funny enough, the big three-way fight scene between the Team Mario, as it's called, the Koopa Bros, and the Axum Rangers. It is a 7.5-minute-long fight scene, playing to the tune of Back to Bad, which is basically the theme of old Newgrounds back in the day. I particularly remember this fucking, like, Mega Man, like, anime-styled opening flash with that fucking song. It's all I ever think about when I hear that song is that stupid opening. And it wasn't even good.
I just remembered something now about this. I believe the episode we're talking about is episode either 4 or 7 of Super Mario Brothers Z, where it has the big three-way fight on Yoshi's Island. And yeah. I just remembered, I believe it was either this one or it was the one where they were in the underground pipes. I was staying, my mom had dropped me and my brothers off at her friend's house to babysit us. And I remember staying up all night because there were rumors that Super Mario Brothers Z was going to update today. And so I'm outside running around with my shoes off in the dewed grass. And all of a sudden, my little brother runs to the front of the door, shouts at 4 a.m., "Ted, it's here!" And I fucking like, whoosh, I do like some fucking sick parkour. I like pretend to jump over the hood of a car. Like I put my hands on it and go, whoa, like lift myself over this like corner of it because I'm not going to slide across a car. And I go in there, I fucking anime slide my way in there, and then we watched it like 3 times in a row. I was also a part of the Super Mario Brothers Z official fan forum called VG Land. Thank fuck it's destroyed now, you fuckers will never see my posts. I was an idiot. I was an idiot child.
Well, so was I in the Star Fox forums. Don't worry, we're all like that when we're young, Tad. Fucking Christ. So, yeah, if his little story wasn't, proof enough. Back in the day, Super Mario Brothers Z was like the thing. Was the like not I'm not gonna say the Flash cartoon, but the sprite based Flash cartoon.
Yes. It was the number one sprite based because Rise of the Mushroom Kingdom was like a serious one. But then Mario Brothers Z was just like, hey, Dragon Ball Z fight scenes. Sonic, Mario, the fucking Koopa Bros. Ooh wee, I sure love Paper Mario. I do like them there, Koopa Bros. And just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Get on the floor and jam. Fucking dive, swoosh, deep right into here. All right, and I'll admit, I fucking loved it was young me's Homestuck.
okay. So, like, I was rewatching the fight scene, and I think the entire series is stupid, and I'm glad Alvin didn't actually reboot it and go through with that. But I will say one thing for certain. It is very, very well animated for a sprite-based cartoon. There's a lot of effort put into it back then. And the fight scene of that specific one, of the three-way battle, actually still holds up. In fact, I have rewatched like 4 times now for the sake of this episode, but also because it is kind of enjoyable. It fucking actually is well choreographed and uses every character's like strength and weakness in the fight and doesn't forget any bullshit. Like Yoshi's constantly doing crazy ass shit with his tongue. Luigi's always cowardly and usually fights in indirect ways. Like he'll get in the blue shell and then other people will use him as a weapon. But he himself won't actually directly fight for more than a little bit before things get too heated up and he starts being scared. Mario fucking is jumping around and shit. Or how Mario and Luigi have the fucking, like, when they're running away from the Axiom Ring, or the Koopa Bros, they have the little, like, point where they're jumping around. They spin, go woohoo, and jump to the side. They do a little, like, bros move. Like, it's actually really, really well done. And I highly recommend, if you don't want to watch the whole fucking series of Stupid Autism, and I swear to God, use Comic Sans for it, if you don't want to fucking watch it, just watch that fight scene, because it's actually really good. I actually recommend watching it.
There's a reason it was number one on Newgrounds for like the first month when it came out. And that's not just because it's super... probably all the reason. But it also has really good choreography, like Alex said.
It's actually pretty well put together.
Genuinely entertaining to watch, even if you're just like, this is the goofiest shit I've seen in my entire life. Speaking of Newgrounds, the only time I know that Newgrounds has crashed, it almost crashed when the 7th episode, it was the 7th or the 8th episode of Super Mario Bros. Z came on, it just like started chugging a bit, but I remember when Cascade came out for Homestuck, he hosted it on Newgrounds, and it fucking blew up Newgrounds. It was dead for like, I don't know, 2 days, I think. But I don't know, I just remember that. I have to sneak Homestuck in here somewhere.
We already did earlier with your fucking story. So,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, another series... Well, not really a series, but another Flash that I know is incredibly popular that I know you remember. I don't think it's that old, but it gets posted all the time. Is Ignorance is Bliss. Because that came from Newgrounds, if you don't remember.
Now, what was Ignorance is Bliss?
That was that song of King Bowser being like an oil tycoon. He kidnapped Princess Peach as one of the singing Goombas.
Oh shit! I remember
that old classic.
Ignorance is bliss.
That's where that's where people like Kerberfer started out. Remember Kerberfer? Remember that glorious guy? If you don't remember him, he made Brawltons.
Oh god, Brawltons.
I remember Brawltons. I remember, I swear to god it was you, liking Brawltons. A lot of my story for Newgrounds is going to be someone of my friends, it had to have been Tad, or the one before Tad, who just really, really liked stupid shit on Newgrounds.
I only made one post on their forums, and it was me saying, like, whoa, hey, it's raining while sunny outside. And then people just called me stupid for not understanding. That was the only time I ever posted on the Newgrounds forums.
I never really posted on Newgrounds and stuff. I just watched stuff. But I specifically remember one thing from Newgrounds was you being on the Super Mario Brothers Z forums and having that argument with that teenage kid.
Not again, like, Alex. God damn it.
I remember. No. I'm not going to tell the story again. Please, listen to some of our older episodes for it. But fuck you. I did nothing wrong. And fuck the forums. And fuck Newgrounds. But nah, I'm just kidding. I love you, Newgrounds. But Newgrounds is a place where a lot of like big animators of nowadays started out that you might know. Like, I just mentioned Egoraptor and like Kerberfer. You've also, I don't really want to call him big, but I remember him. Legendary Frog. You ever watch any of his Flash animations back in the day, Ted?
You're gonna have to remind me, because I won't remember.
Okay. I for real remember no joke he's ever told, but I remember his art style. He had the really, like, long, ovaly heads on all of his characters. He looked like real shit. You remember him at all? Ever see any of his flashes? Because I recently, you know, for the sake of the episode, was doing some research on some of these guys, and I see that he is still around, and he still makes stuff, and his art style has improved by, like, none at all. He still looks like, he doesn't do ovaly heads anymore. He does actual anatomy, but the way he, like, draws and colors still looks like 2006 Flash. Like, the bright colors with no shading whatsoever. It just looks like shit. That guy's a thing. Fucking, you had other great people like Harry Partridge, who still does some animations every now and then. He made one of my favorite animations. Now, this, I guess this is cheating because this was only a few years ago. This wasn't Newgrounds. But Dr. Bees, absolutely beautiful video. It's up on YouTube. Highly recommend that. And back in the old days, A real classy little star that many of the people here might remember was Rena Chan. Remember her, Ted? Because I remember her.
Ah, yes. Rena Chan.
Rena Chan. Basically, she didn't make any Flash, but I guess because it was the old days of the internet, she was like the one girl on Newgrounds.com, so she voice acted in literally every single Flash animation from 2000 to like 2008. And I'm not kidding. If there was a chick talking in a Flash cartoon on Newgrounds in the old days, it was Rena Chan. It was she was the only girl on Newgrounds, I guess. And she actually had a big big thing of infamy back then. A lot of people didn't really like her. I guess probably because of that, she had some kind of like power over everybody.
She had like a big ego, from what I remember. But I don't get too involved with Newgrounds politics from 2004.
Yeah, same. But, I'm going to say this now, she's actually gotten pretty good. She's actually become a real voice actor. Off the top of my head, example, she does 2B in the new Nier Automata game. That's a really popular game, so that's a pretty good role to get.
See, I thought you were going to say some American dubbed anime. I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. I can do that shit. Who cares? But no, that's like an actual... I mean, I don't know. Is 2B like a mute? Does she speak?
She talks. Don't worry about it. She's not like a mute protect. It's not like Gordon. It's not like Samus saying like when she gets hit or something. It's not like saying that Jennifer Hill's a good voice actress because she can do some damage sounds in Metroid Prime. No, like,
I remember her. Speaks. She had like an interview in Nintendo Power where you could tell she just didn't give a shit and was phoning it in. Like, yeah, it's really great to play like a strong character like this in a video game. Where's my check? She just didn't care. And I mean, can you blame her? It's, hey, you get to make some damage sounds in a first-person Metroid. What the fuck's a Metroid?
It's not like Mario's actor, fucking, who's got to actually go out and, one, say a bunch of lines for a bunch of games, even if there are only a few lines per game, but also go out and do, like, the Mario thing at Club Nintendo.
Because he does Mario, he does Wario, he does Waluigi. He's good. I like Charles Martinet. He's fun.
He's the best. You should go watch, not Newgrounds, but you should go, like, actually watch some stuff Charles Martinet does, like, just as the character Mario. Like, the thing that you'll see everywhere is, like, those little camera setups they have where you can talk to Mario. It's fucking great. And it's so weird to hear Mario talk for a long time. You're so used to him only saying, like, Wahoo and stuff, or, like, the title of the game. Hearing him say full-on sentences, like, holy shit, I just remembered. For, like, I think it was the 3DS when it just came out, they had an instructional video done entirely by Mario, and it's so weird hearing him tell you how to operate a 3DS, but in Mario's fucking voice and character. You're not used to him talking for 5 minutes straight. It's weird.
You know what was really good instructional video? It was the Nintendo Switch or the Wii U, like, parental controls. It had Bowser and Bowser Jr. Literally, that's my Bows, if created by Nintendo.
Those are pretty good. Those aren't necessarily that old, but they're great. Now, since we're talking about Flash and Flash games, I want to talk about this website that I went on that I swear to God is really bad. And I'm going to just say it right now. Don't go to this site. It's called Cayman.us. So you know it's bad because it's not .com like everything else in the world. But this is a website that hosted a bunch of just games. Just a lot of shitty little, like, 10 megabit games that you can download and play and fuck around with. And I'm 90% sure that almost all of them were malware. Like, that's where I got Ugonbrin. You know that game we talked about with the stupid song?
Hey, Alex, how does that song go again?
I'm not singing the whole fucking thing. You can do it yourself.
Come on, Alex.
We're not having musical numbers in our fucking podcast, Dad. We gotta have some high quality here.
Was Cayman Games the one that had all the DBZ Mugen games?
Yeah, it had a bunch of those on there, which is kind of bullshit because I didn't make those games. I just used the Mugen engine and put DBZ characters on the roster. Like, boo, get out of here. Now, you want an actual good game. Well, you wouldn't go to Cayman. But I have a little list of top five games right here. I got Ugonbrin, which I already mentioned. Then we got to get this game I played called Glace. Now, Glace was like a platformer where you played as this little blue, like, kind of teardrop-shaped guy with little arms. It was a little, you just jumped around, you solved puzzles, and you killed enemies and shit. And as you got points, you can, like, unlock other forms for him. He's like this little alien guy. I remember Gunner 3. I don't know where Gunner 1 and 2 were, but Gunner 3 was, like, I'm trying to remember it not looking bad, but as I remember, I think it looks worse and worse. It was this game where you played as this little green dude. Like, he had, like, this bicycle helmet with, like, a green visor and a little gun, and you ran around with this really shit walk animation. You run around and you just jump and you shoot and stuff. I'm trying to remember why I like this game, but I'm pretty certain it sucked.
I mean, that's the thing about Flash games. You only remember the ones that were really good, and then when you actually think about it, no, the Newgrounds Smash Brothers game sucked. Why did I play that so much?
Hey, you know? Hey, Smash Flash got a sequel, Tad, with online play.
Yeah, and
play.
It sucked. And it sucked. It wasn't fun at all to play. There's like a second and a half of lag on all the button presses, and Pac-Man sucks. Now, if you want to be that real shit, you want to get that fucking Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am 2, you go to fucking armorgames.com, or you go to fucking, like, bestflash.ru, or all those, like, aggregator websites, or you just straight up go to linerider.com. And I only remember a little bits of the Flash games I used to play in the library on Armor Games and all those aggregator sites. I remember Castle Cat. That was the big poster child game for Armor Games. And it was just a crappy platformer, I'm pretty sure. There was one game I remember, though. Two games I remember very, very clearly. One of them was, it was a remake, kind of Mario 64. It was called Super Mario Sunshine 64, the Flash game. And it was a platform with Mario, and you could use Flood to fly around, and he recreated a bunch of the Mario 64 stages. You ran and you got stars, and it was like a crappy 2D Mario 64. Right? And the other game I remember was Link and the Magic Lamp, which I tried playing at my grandma's house, and she could barely run it. And so the game would, like, shit its pants constantly. But those are the two biggest games I remember playing. Oh, and also I remember Newgrounds had an entire Dragon Ball Z section that was really, really huge.
Yeah, I love the idea that Dragon Ball Z is such a big thing, even back then, that it had its own section. Like a little quarantine zone to make sure other Flashes could get fucking through.
But see, you know, here's the important thing about Flash games, in my opinion. So, the first big Flash game type thing was Alien Hominid. So Alien Hominid was a Flash game on Newgrounds. You played as an alien, you ran around, you bit stuff, and you shot U.S. agents that were trying to get you back. And then they made it into an actual game that you could buy on an Xbox or a GameCube.
Yep, and I had the GameCube game, too.
Yeah, it's like, hold it right there. You know? This is one of them Flash games. How did that get on here? And then that repeated again with Super Meat Boy.
And don't forget Castle Crashers. Remember, Alien Hominid was made by like the actual dudes who like own and ran Newgrounds. Tom Fulp, whatever his name was, and then the animator guy with his weird animation style. But the two of them made Alien Hominid, and then they also made Castle Crashers, which is a game that I loved to death.
Castle Crashers is genuinely really good. I've played through it maybe 3 or 4 times. There was one other one that I never hear anyone talk about. And that was Line Rider for the Nintendo DS. Because it seems like, oh, perfect idea. And now here's the big thing about Flash games that's really got me pondering. So, Flash games aren't nearly as big as they used to be. And why is that? I think it's because smartphone games exist now. And here's the thing. So, when you play a Flash game, you're just pissing away time. You know? You're not, unless you're playing Mario Sunshine 64, in which case you try to beat the entire game in one sitting, save, go home, come back, and your save has been erased, so you try to, like, hack your way into the game to get back to Lava Land, and it doesn't work, so you just keep falling through the floor, and you never touch it again. But not a lot of... So when Flash games are being made, the people who are making Flash games are usually, like, max 19 years old. You have a lot of younger people making these games, because Flash is pretty accessible. There's a lot of tutorials. It's not too hard. You can use pre-made sprites. It's, you know, you don't have to do some hardcore programming or anything like that. But those kind of get phased out because now if you're wasting time doing whatever, you've got a smartphone. You've got, you know, your endless runners. You've got these games. And it kind of feels like they, and this is going to sound cheesy, but like smartphones have less soul in them. Because it seems like the main purpose isn't, hey, let's make a wacky game. It's, oh, I'm going to make a game and put those advertisements at the bottom of the screen so I can make some fucking sweet cash money off this.
It's not a game that you made just to, like, you're not playing as Goku and Sonic against Team Mario and, like, Cloud to beat the shit out of each other. If that game was made, like, nowadays, it would be Goku and Cloud fight, and then in the bottom, support me on Patreon.
Yeah, pretty much. And, I mean, this does also have, you know, smartphone games, I'll admit, are, like, the quality floor, the dirt floor, is a little bit higher for smartphone games than it is. Because if you remember Flash games, you remember the good ones. You don't remember all that garbage. You remember your fucking Halo Warthog jumper where you put the landmines underneath it and flew way up in the air. You remember Don't Shoot the Puppy. You remember that time that Pico from Newgrounds survived a school shooting and it was a point-and-click adventure game, you know? You remember that shit. You don't remember the garbage.
I was trying not to bring that one up.
That was like a big... Didn't that go on TV or something about Newgrounds? I think that was the important thing.
Well, like, Pico was the mascot, and that was like the Flash that put Newgrounds on the map was Pico's school shooting.
I don't remember anything about the game other than that.
I was just trying to have some high taste, take the high road and not bring it up.
Well, I mean, that's Newgrounds history. That's important stuff there. Newgrounds had a lot of garbage. Retsu Prey has an entire section called Retsu Fresh, where they have my favorite trio of games. It's Pursuit. I must escape from this pursuit. Oh, fuck, what is it?
I'm trapped in this pursuit, and I got an escape.
That's it. Trapped, pursuit, escape. The game where you fish in the sewers by taking a banana and putting it on a string without a hook. There's a lot of garbage. There's a lot of garbage. You know, Newgrounds, it was mostly trash. That's why they had the portal. Things wouldn't even go on the Newgrounds page unless they got enough, you know, thumbs up. People would play them, rate the games as garbage or okay, and then they would go, it helped weed out all the garbage. Like that time you made a Flash contribution to like a Street Fighter collab or something, and you just pirated it on your laptop, which definitely gave it viruses, because I remember it had a bunch of pop-ups and garbage after that. Because you used a keygen from like a Chinese website, and we were like, yeah, no, it's fine. What's going to happen? I mean, I'm just going to run this EXE I got from coolfreeflash.china, and it works.
Okay, so I have actually no idea what you're talking about. I did make a Flash thing in like 10 seconds because I wanted to see how it worked, but I did not illegally download something from a Chinese bootleg site. I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
I was there, Alex.
I'll take your word for it. However, I specifically remember... See, I remember my laptop basically exploding, and I was certain that was because I downloaded Sir Fred L. Remake-A from Cayman.
That game sucked. But let's talk about one of the best things to ever happen with Flash. Alright. Oh, okay. Let's talk about the two best things. Number one, the Meet and Fuck series for endless laughs. I swear to God. Alright, Alex, let's just quickly go over bad Newgrounds Flash porn.
Okay, well, you know what? I thought... Okay, good. I actually was worried we wouldn't be able to talk about this. Okay, let's throw these note cards away. So when I was a kid and I had a stepbrother, both of us liked to get into a lot of trouble. We would go and be like, hey, know what we shouldn't do? What's that, Mitchell? Oh, we shouldn't go to the Newgrounds porn section. Well, let's do it. So we go to the Newgrounds porn section. And I specifically remember one game. Now, the Newgrounds porn section back in the old days was bad. Like, oh, man. Ooh, it was just bad-looking Flash animation. Like, you kids are lucky now. You have Zone making good stuff. But even in 2006, Zone was just, like, okay. Everything else was just terrible. So, there's this one game I remember. It wasn't even, like, a porn game. It was just, like, it had nude content in it, so it had to be on the adult section. But it's where this fucking shifty guy gives you X-ray
shit,
shades.
I know exactly what you're gonna talk about.
Yep, he gives you these X-ray shades, and he tells you the rule... You can do whatever you want with these shades, but you must never look at my balls. So, of course, the first thing me and Mitchell do is look at his balls. And when you look at his balls, he says, you look at my balls and for this I must kill you. And he stabs you and it's a game over. So...
Well, Alex, why didn't you listen to him? Why didn't you not look at his balls?
If you tell me not to do something... I'm gonna do it just to see what will happen. Like, what are you gonna do? Stab me?
Quote, from man gouged. But yeah, Newgrounds had its own, like, shitty porn Flash section. And the way that you got to it, I found it completely by accident because I genuinely didn't know it existed. Because if you typed in Newgrounds, when you put a D after the W, it would show up. And like I said, I did that at the fucking school library and almost got Newgrounds banned. And I would have been beat to death.
Wait, that's impossible, though, because the way I got there was just when newgrounds.com, then, like, /adult.
Well, yeah, both work. Check it at home, kids. But let's talk about the actual...
Please don't say that.
The actual best Flash content ever created on the internet, just using Flash. It's definitely not Homestuck, I'll tell you that fucking much. But Homestar Runner. Now, it does have home in the name, but don't let that fool you. This is actually good. Homestar Runner was big, 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 early 2000s. A little bit before Newgrounds. It kept going, and it's still kind of going now. You know, the YouTube channel uploads, they're slowly uploading more and more videos. I've been watching every morning before work.
A recent revival.
Yeah, I think it was last Christmas, it was April Fool's Day, they put up a new video. And then they did one for December, then they did another one for Christmas. And I don't think there was any until Halloween again. But what Homestar Runner is, it's the brothers Chapman. And they're really, really funny people. They're really smart. They put these up super, super early internet. Around the time where the only time you would have the internet would be at your office job. Or like you were one of the rich kids. And so they made these cartoons because they wanted to make children's entertainment. And it was just these simple characters. There was Homestar Runner, there was Strong Bad, and his brothers Strong Mad and Strong Sad. And it's very high quality. It's similar to the McElroy brothers for podcasts, where they don't make any dirty jokes. It's all like good, wholesome humor, but still genuinely really funny.
It's fun for the whole family.
Exactly. And it's actually really good. Michael, if this was one of the episodes we talked about way, way back in the Neopets one, Michael submitted an email to Strong Bad, and it got turned into one of the best short cartoons they did, which is where Strong Bad infects the website with a virus. Because Michael was trying to send a whole bunch of messages to Strong Bad, because he would have had an email section called Spemail, where Strong Bad would answer the emails that get sent in. And there was the virus one where he just typed in a bunch of garbage and typed in Strongba. He's like, I see a strong buh in there, but it's being eaten by some Linux. And the Chapman brothers were actually really, really, they were one of the first online people that were able to make a living just off of merchandise. Because if you go to Homestar Runner, there's no ads. There's no, like, ad window or anything. The only way that, because they were like, this is for children. I don't want to have advertisements on this website. We'll make merch and you could buy that, but we don't want to have ads all over here, you know? And so it's super high quality stuff. They eventually had a Wii game made called Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People, which me and Alex co-opted. And one of the brothers, I'm not sure which, one of them worked on Phineas and Ferb, and the other one worked on Gravity Falls. And they might have both worked on Gravity Falls. I actually don't remember.
Well, actually, don't forget that one of them, the one who does like all the voices, went and worked on the Aquabats show, and in one episode, he puts on the Strong Bad mask and does the voice, and he's the villain of the episode.
Homestar Runner is a gift to mankind that we do not deserve. It also has Teen Girl Squad, which is fucking hilarious. Check them on YouTube. Just fucking find them. Homestar Runner is high-quality content that I wish I could create.
It's funny, before we finish with Homestar Runner, I actually have a little story about Homestar Runner when I was in, like, middle school. So, remember how I always say, there I was, minding my own business? Well, as a kid, there I was, minding my own business. And this one kid that I knew, I was already friends with him, but he was sitting with me at lunch, and he was trying to get me to watch this website, this crazy thing called homestarrunner.com, and he spelled it out for me. I'm like, well, what the hell is it? He's like, it's like this Flash cartoon set. I'm like, is it like Newgrounds? He's like, well, no, because Newgrounds is full of dicks and shit. No, this is like some actual funny stuff. And I'm like, well, like, whatever. I guess I'll check it out, you know, maybe when I feel like it, whatever. So every day for like a month, he would keep asking me, hey, have I checked out Homestar Runner yet? He reminds me a lot of you, actually, Dad.
This kid sounds like he's got his head in the right place and knows quality content.
So he was, fuck you. So this kid just kept bothering me about it. I don't remember his name anymore. It was forever ago.
Was he like a fat kid with messy hair and he had of those Groucho Mart? He has one of those glasses, like the mustache on it, because it definitely wasn't me. I'll tell you that much.
No, this is one of my few friends who wasn't a fat nerd. He was a skinny nerd with blonde hair. At least I'm remembering him like that. I don't actually fully. I know he wore like a weird jacket. That's the best I got. So
I'm glad your friends matter to you so much.
I know, right? So he just kept bothering me, and I never actually checked it out. I ended up moving and leaving that school, and I didn't check out Homestar Runner for years. But then when you made me check out Homestar Runner, I'm like, oh yeah, I vaguely remember that one kid trying to make me watch this shit. I guess I'll finally do it. And then I enjoyed it so much that I even bought the fucking Wii game. I'm like, damn, that kid ended up being right. Maybe I should have appreciated him more.
Yeah, maybe you should have appreciated me. Anyway, so I really wish that I would have discovered Homestar Runner when I was younger, because I didn't discover it until 2010, 2011, once it had stopped updating. But, Homestar Runner's good. It's wholesome entertainment. Are we missing anything else here about terrible Flash games?
I kind of wanted to do a little segment of like a where are they now thing of where some of these people have been. Now, I've already talked about where like Rena Chan went off to be like an actual voice actress. Cooper Furr, he's trying. He's trying to be a real voice actor and he gets like tiny roles in places, but he's basically a nobody. You have Ego Raptor, who everyone knows about nowadays. He's the Game Grumps is way more popular than any of his old Flash cartoons in the old days. You got Alvin Earthworm, who made, Super Mario Bros. Z, we talked about a lot. He's straight up vanished. The story of Alvin Earthworm is a sad one. May I please tell his quick story, Tad, for the people out
please,
there?
Please, from the beginning.
So, Alvin Earthworm comes out, he makes Super Mario Bros. Z. Everyone loves it. People are wanting more of it. He's making it, and people are just loving and eating that stuff up. Everybody loves Super Mario Bros. Z. But then, something changes with Alvin. Alvin starts doing actual drawings and actually doing stuff instead of just sprites, which anyone would normally go like, hey, that's pretty good. That's a nice upgrade in content. But he started drawing a lot of furry stuff, and now you're like, oh no, what has Alvin done? So Alvin actually started to like promote his furry art with Super Mario Bros. Z, like in descriptions saying like, hey, check out my DeviantArt, because that was what you used in the old days before Tumblr came out. And going like, hey, look at all my art, look at all my furry titties I drew. People, please love me. You love Super Mario Bros. Z, right? You should love this. And everyone's like, ew, no. We want to see fucking super. We want to see Fire Sonic fight super semi perfect Mecha Sonic, please. You don't want to see this shit. And he said, fuck you. You either appreciate my furry art or I won't make Super Mario Bros. Z anymore. And no one appreciated his furry art, so he stopped making Super Mario Bros. Z and then became a furry artist. Then he vanished. Then he came back in 2016. Well, I guess 2015. He started hyping up the revival, the reboot of Super Mario Bros. Z, and he made the first episode in 2016. Then it's 2017, and he's deleted all of his social media, and he has pretty much vanished. So, yeah, that's what furry does to you, people. Be careful.
It'll get ya.
It'll get ya. Then there are other, some bigwigs of Newgrounds who have all kind of banded together. You've got the bigwigs like Johnny Utah, who made stuff in the old day. You got Oni. You got Psychic Pebbles. Those two have teamed up. You've got
Spazkid.
You've got Stamper.
Hold on, I honest to God thought Oni and Psychic Peebles were the same person. Are they not?
Nope. No. They're two different people. They're just, like, conjoined at the hips, so you wouldn't really notice. But you get all those guys, and they've all banded together and formed Sleepycast, which, you know us, we're the more autistic Sleepycast, so we gotta give a shout-out to them, especially for having a Newgrounds episode. Check those guys out.
Never listened to a single episode of them. Similar to Alex never listening to a single episode of this podcast.
Any other closing thoughts you have on Newgrounds, Tad?
Newgrounds had its time and place. It's kind of a natural series of events that Newgrounds isn't really the big dick on campus anymore. But
yeah,
I do
it's
wish
YouTube's kind of taken it over.
Yeah, YouTube's kind of. I kind of wish that there was a replacement for it where there was a creative outlet that was very, very popular. Because YouTube is, to be popular on YouTube, the vast majority of channels are people who are in their 20s, I'd say. Newgrounds was more like, hey, you want to be popular, you want to create content, but you're also between the ages of 15 to 19. And also, here's a really creative way to do that. Here, do Flash. And I kind of wish that was still a thing. Maybe it still is. I'm not 16 to 19 anymore. Only spiritually, I'm a 16 to 19-year-old girl because I read Homestuck. But, you know, what a shame. But that'll do it for this episode. And that was kind of fun to take a trip down memory lane. Luckily, we didn't record the segment where Alex was reminding me that I used to like Von Fun from the fucking Homestuck bullshit. I kind of pushed that out, and no one will ever need to know that because I can simply edit this part out and Alex won't even know. But let's go ahead and do our quick little plugs here. You can find the show on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play. Full list of all of those is on the website, which is lmtya.com, or let me tell you about .moe. You can find us on Twitter at letmetellyoupd, where we'll post stuff. We posted for the build-up for the Hive Swap stream me and Alex did, as well as the Hive Swap we did, which was King's Quest Act 1. and I kind of want to do the rest of King's Quest because it was a lot of fun, which is kind of fucked up, but I don't know. You can check the Discord we have in the description or the Twitter, and you'll see whenever we're doing streams. Michael and Dan have been doing a resub of Valkyrie Chronicles, where he's going through the game and translating it on the fly, because the normal translation is dog shit. And that's actually really interesting to watch. But I think that'll do it. Oh, I also want to give a shout out to our Patreon people for keeping the show afloat. It gives us the time and kind of the buffer there to be able to do stuff. And it kind of pushes us to continue making stuff, because there's a lot of like half-assed episode ideas we have. But we always know, like, hey, okay, we can't half-ass this. People like this show. I want to put in all the effort I can, even if it means the episode comes out on a Thursday.
Which has been a theme as of late. We're sorry.
I might as well just fucking change the release date to Thursday.
Honestly.
Anyway, so that'll do it for this episode. I want to thank you guys for listening. Favorite, subscribe. Check out my Instagram at RoxyLalanda. Please step on my face. Tumblr.com. And I'll see you next week.